Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation. Hello, and welcome to your BLT Bite. My name is Evan Starnes, and today I'd like to take a quick look at the Be My Eyes app for Windows. So Be My Eyes has been around for a number of years now, both on iOS and Android, and you know, it started off as a service that allows you to call volunteers and have them describe what your camera sees, and then they added the Be My AI, which allows you to take pictures and then have an AI model describe those pictures to you. And now they've added a Windows app. And one thing to note with this Windows app is that it is strictly Be My AI. There is no there's no call a volunteer feature in this app, but it's still really incredible. So let's get started. Now, in order to install this app, you're going to need a Microsoft account, as this is available solely in the Microsoft Store. So I've already gone ahead and installed that, but if you'd like to install it, what you're going to want to do is go to the Microsoft Store. So we'll go into the Start menu.
Search window, search box edit.
And Microsoft type Store.
System. Press right this with Microsoft Store, Microsoft Store window.
And then we'll hit Control E to go to the search box.
Two suggestions.
And then search for Be My
Eyes. Four suggestions.
And then tab until we hear Be My Eyes.
User profile, but home one, what's new, Be My Eyes grouping. Filters toggle all department, Be My Eyes. 61 total ratings. Average rating of 3.7 out of 5 stars.
And then press enter.
Unknown. Open button, open.
Now I've already installed that, but if I hadn't, you would have heard install. So if you hit enter on that, it'll install Be My Eyes on your computer, and you'll get a notification once it's done. When you open the Be My Eyes app for the first time, you're going to need to sign in with your Be My Eyes account. Now, if you haven't created one, you'll have the option to do that in the Be My Eyes app, or you can sign in with your existing email and password, and that'll be the only time you'll need to do that. So let's go ahead and fire up the app and take a look around. So I'm going to go into the Start menu and search for Be My Eyes.
Be my eyes app. Press
enter.
Switch preview. Be my eyes window. Describe my screen. Keyboard shortcut Alt plus Control plus H button.
Yeah, and let's take a look around this interface. So as you heard, describe my screen. So that will take a screenshot and describe everything that it sees.
Take picture using built-in camera. Keyboard shortcut Alt plus Control plus J button.
That obviously, yeah, it takes a picture using your built-in webcam. And it's really helpful for video calls, you know, if you want to make sure that you're centered, the lighting in the background is good. Really, really useful way to ensure that you're looking sharp and presentable on camera.
Describe picture from File Explorer. Keyboard shortcut Alt plus Control plus K button.
That will allow you to upload an existing photo from your computer.
Describe clipboard. Keyboard shortcut Alt plus Control plus L button.
And then that will allow you to copy an image to your clipboard and describe it, which is really helpful if you get emails or whatever it might be that are full of images. You can just focus on one of those images, hit Control C, and then hit Control Alt L to describe that image. Now, as you can tell, yes, there are keyboard shortcuts. And the nice thing about these keyboard shortcuts is that they are pretty much system-wide, so wherever you are on your computer, these shortcuts will work. Assuming the Be My Eyes app is running. If it's not running, you'll have to open the app first in order to use those shortcuts. Let's tab again.
Be My AI tab selected, one of two, level one.
Now we've got two tabs, so yes, as you heard, the first one is the Be My AI tab. Let's right arrow.
Settings tab, two of two, level one.
And we have a settings tab. Now, this has changed a little bit since this app has launched, so I'd like to show it. So I'm going to hit enter. Now let's see what we've got here.
Customize keyboard shortcuts link.
Yes, you can customize the keyboard shortcuts. So if the ones that they've set by default you don't like, you can change those.
Sounds enabled, toggle button pressed.
Yes, so you do have sounds, including like the little waiting sound. So if you've used Be My AI on iOS or Android, you'll be quite familiar with that.
Terms of service link.
You have your usual terms.
Privacy policy link. Send us feedback button.
And a send feedback button.
Help center button. Logout button. Facebook link, Twitter/X link, YouTube link, Instagram link.
Love how that mispronounces YouTube.
Back button.
And of course you have a back button, so let's go ahead and hit that.
Describe my screen, keyboard shortcut Alt plus Control plus H button.
Let's go ahead and try that out. So I'm actually going to go back to Audacity where I'm recording this podcast.
Audacity, track view table, one audio, one row not selected.
And we are recording, so let's go ahead and just hit Control Alt H, and you'll hear a sound, and then the processing sound. So it's going to take a picture.
Be my eyes window. Please wait. Be my AI is writing a message.
And it brought you immediately into the Be My AI window.
The audio editing software open on the Windows PC. There is an audio track displayed with visible waveforms, indicating recorded sound. The track is labeled Audio 1 Number 1, and is set to stereo, 48,000 Hz, 32-bit float. The interface shows standard controls like play, pause, stop, and record buttons, along with options for editing and analyzing audio. There are no error messages visible.
It's interesting that it mentioned that there are no error messages visible, but it did describe the screen in a lot of detail. So let's go ahead and look at the interface here.
Back button.
There's a back button.
The My AI tab selected 1 of 2 level 1.
The AI and settings tabs.
List your image 1 of 2.
Now this is a list of your questions and the AI's answers. You can just use the up and down arrow to go through these.
The image shows the Audacity audio editing software open on the Windows.
And then.
Question to ask the AI edit blank.
Of course, your text box where you can ask the AI a question. So let's go ahead and get out of here. And you can actually, instead of hitting the back button, you can also hit Alt left arrow.
Describe my screen, keyboard.
And it'll take you back to the main Be My Eyes window. Now let's try one last thing before we wrap up this BLT byte. Let's go ahead and try and describe an image from the clipboard. So I've gone ahead and sent myself an email with a photo in it. And this photo was a picture I took last year when I was at the Musical Instrument Museum in Arizona. So I'm actually going to go to my inbox.
Inbox, Evan at aftersight.group.
And then find this email.
Has attachment from Evan Starnes, subject Musical Instrument Museum.
And now I was being musical. Bad, and I pretty much didn't put anything in here.
Caution, this, no.
Let's see.
Evan Starnes. Evan
yep, it just shows my signature.
Graphic.
And just the blank photo. So typically that would be kind of an annoyance because you have no idea what that graphic says. So let's go ahead and tab to the graphic.
Graphic.
And we'll go ahead and hit Control-C to put this on our clipboard. And then we'll go ahead and hit Control-Alt-L to describe this image. And this will take us back to Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes. Be My Eyes window. Be My AI tab selected one. Oh, please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. The image shows a museum display featuring a collection of musical instruments mounted on the wall. The background of the display is a green map with constellations and celestial figures. There are several instruments, including 1. A large, ornate string instrument resembling a neuter lute, with intricate inlay work on its body. 2. A smaller string instrument with a long neck and multiple strings, possibly a type of lute or mandolin. 3. A few wind instruments, including a shawm or similar reed instrument, with a flared bell at the end. To the right of the instruments, there is a screen displaying a video of a person playing a similar string instrument. Below the instruments, there are informational plaques providing details about each item. Additionally, there is a map displayed on the stand, likely related to the historical or geographical context of the instruments.
Now, just for fun, let's try and ask it a question.
Question to ask the AI edit blank.
Let's see if it can read the plaques. So I'm asking it if it can read the informational plaques. A very, very simple question. So let's see what it comes up with.
Please wait. My AI is writing a message. The text on the informational plaques in the image is not clear enough to read. The image resolution or angle might be affecting the visibility of the text. If you have any specific questions about the instruments or need more information, feel free to ask.
Okay, so that didn't unfortunately work, and I'm pretty sure I do have better images with text, but nevertheless, a good demonstration of copying an image and having it immediately described. It's really handy and definitely useful if you get a lot of images and emails and stuff like that. But anyway, that's going to be it for this week's BLT Byte. So thank you so much for listening. My name is Evan Starnes, and I'll see you next time.